Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a federal lawsuit against a California school district for denying equal access to the Good News Clubs. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, here's another example of a school who does not seem to understand they cannot unlawfully deny the Good News Clubs access on their school facilities.
Well, we have filed a lawsuit now on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship NorCal East Bay against the Oakland Unified School District and its superintendent for unlawfully denying elementary school Good News Clubs access to the public school facilities on an equal basis as other similar non-religious clubs. Now, this particular situation is the same song, but a different school. Prior to COVID, we have had very good success, and we've had good success after COVID. But there is a before and after COVID. Before COVID, there were over 4,000 Good News Clubs on the public elementary school campuses. And Liberty Counsel had been representing Child Evangelism Fellowship for many years. We never lost a case. And we litigated all different kinds of unique ways that schools tried to deny equal access. The first way would be they just would not allow you to meet. But then, once they realized that was not going to win in court, then they would allow you to meet, but they wouldn't allow you to post the fact that you are meeting, so nobody knew you were meeting.
It's a secret.
Other school clubs, after-school clubs, they could post on bulletin boards, or they could give out other information about their club and the fact that they're meeting, and therefore you knew about it, and you could take that information home to your parents. But then they would tell the Good News Clubs, no, we can't allow that kind of communication. Well, we've litigated that. We've won. And then we had other situations where, no, you can be on campus. You can tell people that you're on campus after school, but you can't meet right after school like the other clubs. You have to meet 2 or 3 hours later. Well, that doesn't work because what are you going to do in the meantime? School ends, say, for example, at 3 o'clock, hypothetically, but you can't meet now till 5 o'clock. Well, what are you going to do between 3 and 5? So that torpedoes the Good News Clubs. Mm-hmm. Then we've had other cases, and it's kind of similar to what we have in some of these most recent ones. Well, you can meet on campus anybody who is part of our partnership program. A partnership program would be like, well, maybe we select you as providing a benefit that the school otherwise would provide, but we're not going to provide it since you're providing it. So for example, a soccer club after school. We'll provide that because it's sports. And we typically provide sports, but now we don't have to because you're going to provide the sporting activity. All kinds of things. We've litigated that. We've won. We've never lost a case. Then after COVID, all the clubs were shut down.
Right.
And then when COVID restrictions lifted, many of these schools opened up for the secular clubs. But they saw this as an opportunity to not let back on campus the Christian clubs like the Good News Clubs.
Right, and that's what happened here in Oakland, California. CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, requested to resume the Good News Clubs throughout the spring and fall of 2023. So it wasn't just one request. It was several requests. And they continually denied them. In fact, in one of the denials, the principal overtly displayed religious viewpoint discrimination, ding, 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 stating in an email, "As a public school, we are not in support of evangelism on our campus." Oh, well, that kind of...
That's a red flag.
Yeah, that kind of got him right there.
You know, that's in our complaint, our lawsuit. "As a public school, we are not in support of evangelism on our campus." That's a quote. The district also denied CEF for the Good News Clubs because there's, quote, "no space," close quote, available even when spaces were listed as available online.
I mean, they could even meet outside if that was an option, but they're still pushing up against these Good News Clubs.
Yeah, and then they said, well, we're not going to grant you access because we only do that to, quote, "community partnerships," close quote. Well, you know, we have won all of these kinds of situations. And so what they have done is they've used COVID as an opportunity to sort of reset the landscape. Stop all the clubs, then selectively allow the secular clubs back on campus, but deny access to the Christian clubs like the Good News Clubs. So in 2024, we litigated in Rhode Island because they did the same thing. In some of their schools in Rhode Island, they allowed them back on campus. Other schools did not. A demand letter did not resolve the issue. We filed a federal lawsuit. We won a permanent injunction against these Rhode Island school districts, and they had to pay.
The same thing in Hawaii. Same scenario. We won that one.
Yeah, they did the same thing. Shut down for COVID, then opened up. Banned the Good News Clubs because they're Christian religious organizations. And then we sent a demand letter. They didn't respond properly. We filed a federal lawsuit. And in that case, we filed not just against the offending school districts, but we also filed against the Hawaii Department of Education, because some of it went all the way up to the highest levels.
Right, the entire state.
And we got a permanent injunction against the entire Hawaii Department of Education and the individual school districts that were offenders. And now that means that across all of Hawaii, on all of the islands, these Good News Clubs have equal access. So here again, we're in Oakland, California, and it's the same kind of situation that we face there.
And so, we've given them plenty of chances to respond.
Yeah, we've given them plenty of chances. In March and December of 2023, we sent a series of demand letters, including to the superintendent. We continued to try to resolve this in 2024. We probably shouldn't have even given them this much time.
Yeah.
But we wanted to try to negotiate. We sent them, number one, that this is clearly the law. We've never lost a case. And we actually just won a case in 2022 that was 9-0 on a free speech issue. So it can be very costly if you violate this principle of equal access. But they still wanted to deny, and they didn't backtrack. And so consequently, we're back in federal court.
Yeah, and granted, these clubs are amazing for these children and for their families. I mean, they typically meet once a week after school. They're led by trained and vetted local community volunteers. They provide religious and other teaching activities to encourage learning, spiritual growth, service, as well as social, emotional, character, and leadership development. I mean, they have lessons, they play games. The kids love it.
This is a great club, a great organization. There's no better organization to serve children during this critical time of life.
And granted, they don't charge them, and the parents have to give permission.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what really was an issue in the June 2001 Supreme Court decision called Good News Club versus Milford Central School, where they ruled that the First Amendment prohibits this discrimination against the Good News Clubs. And so back then, Justice Stevens, he dissented and he said, well, these clubs, they actually teach the Bible, they sing Christian songs, they memorize scripture. Looks like worship to me, therefore they should be banned. Justice Thomas wrote the opinion and said, yep, that's exactly what they do. That's fine, because how are you going to make a distinction between, quote, protected speech and then worship that's not protected?
Right.
That's problematic, number one. And number two, the parents are the ones that actually have to give permission. And that's a requirement of Good News Clubs. They require parental permission to attend a Good News Club. So it's the parents making the decision. The argument at that case back in 2001 was, well, yeah, you have equal access in high school, you have equal access in middle school, but these are elementary school, going down all the way to kindergarten and first grade. So these are impressionable kids. You can't have an after-school religious club on campus because these kids are impressionable. Yeah, they're younger, but because Child Evangelism Fellowship requires the parents to have permission before they can attend, it's the parents making a decision about where their child should go and what they should participate in. That makes a huge difference. So it takes it out of the elementary school decision to the parents' decision.
You know, and whether you're a Christian or not, why would you not want your children in your school being exposed to teaching them to be better citizens, better students, et cetera, et cetera? It's just a win-win.
Well, in fact, the only reason why is you have an anti-Christian bias. Because when you look at the actual output, the actual result, you're right. These kids have better behavior, better demeanor, better respect, and they comport themselves better with their peers as well as their teachers and those that are in the public school. So it's a no-brainer. The only reason why you'd be opposed is because you're anti-Christian bias. Well, we're going to continue to make sure that the doors remain open. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/CEF. That's /CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.